The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. When is a potato also a bean and a nut? When it's the groundnut. Apios americana is a Native American vine that grows from the Gulf of Mexico through New England. It's been growing in eastern North America for 9,000 years. The bean seeds and the potato-like tubers are both edible. Native Americans and early European settlers gathered them for food, and it probably was served at the first Thanksgiving. The tubers range in size from a walnut to a small avocado and grow on root strings underground like peanuts. They have less starch and 3 times the protein of potatoes. Peel these mild-flavored tubers before roasting, baking, mashing, and frying them. And watch out, I think groundnuts may be making a big comeback. Many permaculture advocates love these vines because they're a legume and they grow well in polyculture settings with other trees and shrubs. Plus, they're native, so you know they're well adapted. Groundnuts grow 6 to 12 feet tall and can become invasive in a garden setting. They're best grown in moist soil in full-to-part sun in their own location. Let them twine up trees, poles, or around shrubs. Some growers like to plant them in containers so they can mature faster and are easier to maintain and to harvest. In the wild, they're often found along stream beds growing with poison ivy, so be careful to properly identify them before wild harvesting. The vine is a perennial, and after 3 years will produce large enough tubers for eating. These can be harvested any time, but early spring is best. In late summer, the vine will produce red or purple flowers reminiscent of wisteria. So it's pretty, too. In late summer, the vine will produce red or purple flowers reminiscent of wisteria. So it's pretty, too. And now for this week's tip. It's pruning time. Prune fruit trees now as the snow melts, removing suckers, water sprouts, dead, diseased, and crossing branches. Make clean cuts back to a side branch. Check for signs of rabbit and rodent damage on the trunks as you remove those tree guards. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about crab apples. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.